substitute, but some of the food wouldn't taste so good.
Well, that's right, and certainly wouldn't do the job of nourishing people. Mm-hmm. Well, it's obvious that it doesn't now, these vitamin additives, putting vitamins in milk.
Yeah, there's sure a difference in what is fed a cow to produce milk. You can have a cow that will give 6 gallons of milk that might not have 1.5 to 2% butterfat content, and another cow that maybe produce 6 gallons and maybe be 4% butterfat content. Mm-hmm. It's just a difference in the feed that they get.
Oh, do you have any special word for old worthless things that are perhaps too good to throw away but not good enough to keep?
Oh, I always refer to it as junk. Mm-hmm. I guess that's about the only word that I have. Occasionally I will use the term relics, but to me the word relics doesn't apply to a general rule of junk.
Maybe mementos and souvenirs.
To me, relics would be possibly old furniture or guns or something of that nature, an old saddle. But generally, I just term it junk.
Do you do anything with these? You have a place for them?
That's a good question. I'm supposed to have had an answer to that a year ago.
You mean when you got your new house?
I've been intending to build one, and my wife gets on me pretty hard times about getting it done. But I would refer to it as a storehouse. Back when I was a boy, it was referred to as a smokehouse. And the smokehouse was used to keep meat in, but so much of the time the cupboard was bare, and it was used as a junk room. I would say refer to it as a place to store junk, a smokehouse. But anymore, I refer to it as a storehouse. And back when I was a boy, we referred to the house where we kept chickens as a chicken house. It's a chicken house. Whether you kept baby chicks in it with heat and raised them that way, or whether you had laying hens in it,